Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Eight 11 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Morning, 63 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden. I want to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening to us on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. Patty Mercer has the day off. We are lucky to have the Executive Director for Pathways Community Center, Alex Greenewalt, joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. Always a breath of fresh air. And Alex, you all have an amazing exhibit called Humanizing Homelessness that folks can start checking out at 9 o'clock this morning, all the way through May the 19th. First of all, welcome to Palmetto Mornings. You're always at home here. I hope you feel like that.
Oh, thank you. I do. Okay. Honestly, our energy, it's a breath of fresh air, like you said.
Well, we feel like that when you come in the doors. Well, explain to our listeners what Humanizing Homelessness is all about.
So this concept really stemmed from a senior from Fort Mill High School, Sydney Spears, and she was doing a work-based learning project and wanted something that would create an impact in the community. So between her, Tatey, and Paige with Ascend Solutions and Pathways, we said, let's put our heads together and do something big. But something that will change people's perspective of what they think about homelessness. So that's kind of the mustard seed that was planted. But this exhibit really is focused on three levels of getting you to break down your beliefs and what you think about poverty and homelessness and start to see the reality of what's going on here in our community. And then we bring in the heartfelt stories that are something that could happen to us. These stories are not far away from us losing our foothold.
So this is not a traveling exhibit that's traveling the country and
we're
just hosting it. Maybe it might be.
One day.
But this is homegrown right here, featuring the faces of those that are dealing with homelessness.
Yeah, these are faces that you may see. Some of them are working right now, so you might see them out and about. These are folks that are trying to do good and get out of these hardships. And it just brings us back to reality. It lets us count our blessings, but remember that we, at the end of this exhibit, have a chance to do something different when we walk out of there. And we give them some ideas and some little toiletry kits that folks can package up and take out in the community to give away.
Oh, fantastic. Wow. That's a great little addition to checking out this exhibit. When we talk about this exhibit, are we talking about paintings, pictures, sensory items? What does... explain what that exhibit looks like when I check it out at the Lowenstein Building.
So we did not want to go the painting route. We felt like that was mundane. You see that more often. We said, let's do something different and make it immersive so you feel, touch, and see, and you'll hear. So there is lots of 3D imagery, things that pop out. We have a makeshift model in there of a day in the life of someone that's homeless. So you can stand in that portion of the exhibit and just kind of immerse yourself in a full 180 imagery of an encampment that's here in our community. In fact, it is in the woods across from Pathways. And so you'll get to see what that looks like and just what are the basic items that you need if you have to live in a tent. And there's storytelling, so you'll have QR codes, and there's a little summary of these stories, but you put the QR code up, and the videos come to life, and the pictures come to life. So all of this immersiveness is brought in, and we incorporated three scenarios that are just a punch to the heart. I mean, they really make you think about what would you do if you're in a situation, and those three scenarios cause you to make a choice. And you can see throughout the week now where people are going to have to put their decisions, and if you're put in those hardships, you know, what is our community most likely to do?
We're going to learn more about this Humanizing Homelessness exhibit that's available right now for you to check out at the Lowenstein Building, 9 o'clock this morning, 7 o'clock this evening. You can check it out daily through May the 19th. We're going to continue our conversation here with Alex Greenewalt on Palmetto Mornings. It's 8:15, 64 degrees.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Later they will dance.
818 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 64 degrees here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty Mercer has the day off. We're checking in, with Alex Greenewalt, the executive director for Pathways Community Center. They've put on this wonderful exhibit with the help of some others in our community, including a high school student. The exhibit is called Humanizing Homelessness. It's underway at the Lowenstein Building. You can check it out daily, 9 to 7, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., now through May the 19th. Alex, once again, this was a collaboration between Pathways and a high school student at Fort Mill High School.
Yeah.
And others that wanted to do a project and teamed up with you all. And you said, hey, let's maybe really explain the faces of homelessness, what homelessness looks like right here in our community.
That's it.
This is an immersive exhibit. You won't see paintings. Been there, done that, nothing wrong with it. But there are QR codes that if we have our smartphones with us or our tablets, we can scan the QR codes and then take me from there.
So these QR codes really help bring the videos to life. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see stories on a wall. And that is just for folks that want a little recap overview. But what's so important are seeing these stories. So we actually have the photography come to life. And you see the folks, the faces of homelessness, share their story. And they start off saying, you know, hi, I'm Alex, and here's my story. And it really brings you to reality. And I shared earlier, this is something that if I lost my foothold today, it's not far away from me being in the same shoes, or some of them don't have shoes.
The folks that are in the exhibit or part of the exhibit, they're local here to our community. Were they hesitant at all about sharing their story, or by sharing their story, they want to say, I didn't think it could happen to me. One paycheck away? Sadly, now with inflation, you might be less than that, but one paycheck away from losing it all. And it just starts with a stumble, right? And then that stumble starts into a fall, and then you just keep going down the hill?
Exactly. I think we have over 8 stories on the wall, and none of them hesitated to share because they felt like their voice could just be amplified to help others. And one of the questions we helped engage them in is, what do you wish people knew, or something you wish they'd stopped doing?
Oh, great.
Yeah, because I think...
Wow, that's a great question.
One of them shared, and I don't know if we actually kept this clip in, so I'll share this with folks. She felt like a lot of people think that homeless people are dirty and junkies and there's trash everywhere. And she said, you know, that can be true. Some of my peers do that, but I do my best that wherever I go, I try to keep myself clean and I keep myself looking fresh, and I make sure not to litter or trash anywhere, because these people, the caseworkers and social workers all throughout Pathways, are just loving on everybody and trying to get them this hand up. So she tries to give back in her sense of keeping her dignity for others, and she wishes people would not see them as dirty.
What a beautiful story, and just one of many that you'll learn when you check out this Humanizing Homelessness exhibit at the Lowenstein Building. This is open to everyone. It's free. That's the other thing, too. It is free for something this immersive and hands-on. And again, you leave with an action plan on how you can get involved here in solving the homelessness problem in our community. It's open to families. Is there a certain age bracket that would benefit more than most? Who would you recommend would check this out?
I definitely would recommend maybe your upper middle school, high school level, and onward. Throughout the exhibit, it's eye-opening and it's an educational conversations for parents and the young adults and youth to really start to understand what's going on in their community. And that younger generation nowadays are more likely, when they grow up, to do something and have that philanthropy impact. So I think that's why it's so important. Get them out there. I mean, tomorrow's a rainy day. Come on out. Take advantage. Now, Saturday's beautiful, but it's open all weekend long. But I think it helps for the family to get the conversation going. We do have one portion that has a trigger warning, and you can't see or hear anything from the outside, so you can overpass that. But I would say it's great for your eighth graders and onward to come out and see.
I was thinking as you were describing this exhibit, boy, what a great opportunity for church youth groups and like civic clubs in our schools to take a field trip or encourage your students to go there.
Exactly.
So when they come back to school in the fall or something this summer even, to have a plan of action to address the problem here.
And we kind of see this exhibit as the mustard seed. Mm-hmm. And when folks walk out of it, they will take mm-hmm. this mustard seed and spread it throughout the community. So we think this is kind of the first step of how do we raise awareness and education. But we're trying to see what comes of this and the reactions. What can we do more? And maybe it's a youth, a high school student that walks through, gets inspired by something in there, and goes outside of those walls and does something in their own community. Fort Mill, Clover, York, wherever it is, which is what we would hope.
Well, we certainly appreciate you bringing this to us. It is another way of us looking at a situation that we think we might know. We've heard the stereotypes. We've seen the stereotypes. Hollywood paints a picture of what they look like, those that have are homeless living on the streets. But once we're able to see the stories, like the woman you shared her story, wow, it's an eye-opening experience. Please check it out, Humanizing Homelessness. The exhibit is underway now at the Lowenstein Building. You can check it out in about 30 minutes from now when it opens at 9 a.m., goes to 7 p.m., all the way through May the 19th. Alex Greenewalt is the Executive Director for Pathways Community Center.